Hey everybody, welcome to the Morphin Grid. I'm Josh.
And I'm King Baby.
And today we are watching episode 302, Power Rangers Lost Galaxy, episode 9, The Magna Defender.
It aired April 3rd, 1999, written by Carlton Holder, that's a new name, and directed by Koichi Sakamoto. Hey guys, welcome back. I know you heard us on Monday because we had an episode banked, but this is our first post-plague episode. We got annihilated. We're both basically still in the throes of it. We got terrible coughs that will get edited out. Some might sneak in and you'll get just a tiny taste of what it is that we are living with right now. Anyway, if you're new here, what we do is we pause the recording, we go watch an episode of Power Rangers, we come back and we talk about it, and you can follow along if you got Netflix, the DVDs, and it's up to you, really.
Yeah, so far,
like
so far, I'm gonna go ahead and rank Lost Galaxy as not worth it.
Yeah, not yet. Hopefully it gets there. This episode is called The Magna Defender, and Magna Defender looks boss, so, like, I'm hoping it's cool. We're gonna go watch it now so we can cough a lot and hopefully be done. No promises.
That would be nice.
That'd be amazing.
Go Galactic!
And we're back, and we just watched The Magna Defender, and, guys, I don't know if it's just, like, the sick brain talking, or this episode. The Magna Defender looks very cool.
He looks very cool. There's some cool fighting.
There is. It's a confusing episode.
The rest of it doesn't make a lick of sense.
Yeah, it's not bad, it's just confusing, I would say.
They forgot their own history, and they're only 9 episodes
Yeah,
in.
They... Here's the problem. They shouldn't have put it in space. Because nothing makes any sense because of that. Anyway, morphinggrid.tumblr.com is our website. So is ajakeandjosh.com. That's where the archives are. You can email us at littleidiots.morphinggrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter at morphinggrid. We're on iTunes and Stitcher and Google Play and Podknife. If you want to leave us a rating and review, that would be very kind of you. We really appreciate that. Also, we're on Patreon, patreon.com/ajakeandjosh. We are above the 450 mark, so we gotta record the second of our next two Tentacini and Fighters from Beverly Hills. I don't think I said all the words in that. We recorded one that should be up soon. Maybe by now it'll be up. This is coming out next week from when we're recording it. So we have a new format with those, and here's the format. We watch the episodes, and then we talk about, like, tech decks.
Yeah, a lot,
and, like, we don't, I'm not gonna do a lot of editing. It's gonna be a pretty raw episode.
It's a very fly-by-night nostalgia podcast, where we also watch Tattooed Teenage Alien Fighters from Beverly Hills.
Yeah, there's, like, it's like the framing device is Tattooed Teenage Alien Fighters from Beverly Hills. What it really is just, like, us talking about stuff.
Because if you watch that show, the only thing you'll be able to think is, hey, remember the 90s?
Yeah. What tech deck brands were there? And then we will go into it in detail.
We will think about it and Google about it for far too long.
Yeah. And I think we also talk about, like, how bad we were at doing school. If you're into that...
I'm sure we talked about Tony Hawk.
Oh, well, we had to. He's the Birdman.
Yeah.
He's the best pro skater. He's the only one who has, like, 18 video games.
He did the 900.
He did the 900. Look, I love Rodney Mullen. He didn't do a 900.
No.
I think Rodney Mullen could probably do a standing 900. That guy's a wizard. Anyway, we're not going to talk about tech decks or skateboarding right now. We're going to talk about Power Rangers. This is now a Friday episode. Before the hiatus that we actually, the week off that we took, odd episodes were on Mondays. Now they're going to be on Fridays.
Oops, all buried it. Look.
Here we are.
I was dead for a week. What did you watch for me?
Josh... I think you got the worst of it. I was bad for a day, and then I just, like, couldn't function without coughing until today, really. But you were, like, down for the count for several of those days.
I made it to... I called out of work once, and it turns out that that was not the worst day.
Yeah.
I made it to work for the rest of those, but I don't know how.
I don't either.
Some of work I can't even remember.
I called out once because I woke up with a fever, and then I went to bed, and then when I woke up, I went back to sleep, and when I woke up from that, I was just drenched in sweat.
Oh, yeah.
And that was fun. And then later in that same day, I got a second fever, which has never happened to me before. Normally, it's a one and done per day situation, but not this week. So, yeah, thank you for being patient with us. Thank you for coming back to this. Bless this mess. So, you want to jump in?
Yeah.
All right, cool. We start off at the Spooky Cave. Do you remember the Spooky Cave from last time?
Yeah, this used to have a jail with a treasure chest with a Lisa Frank pencil box.
Yes. Now it's just got a big rock, and Furio is convinced that big rock is the Lights of Orion.
Yeah. It shows a close-up of the rock, and it's like, this one's kind of dark. And he's like, it has to be them.
That's gotta be it. You're delusional. There's no, like, that's it, right? They're just all delusional about the Lights of Orion.
Why do they think that? Like, the show does nothing to tell us why they think that. They just tell us that they think it.
Yeah.
And that we just need to accept it.
Also, I don't think the Lights of Orion exist because we haven't seen them. We have no actual confirmation. This is a fairy tale. We get Leo walking up and he's like, this is the last place I saw Mike. This is a Leo VO. And, like, well,
it's
no.
Not, though. This is the last place you saw fake Mike.
You saw like Mike, but you saw just like Mike here, but you did not see Mike. You saw him last on Miranoi. Remember from the second episode?
When he fell into a giant crevasse.
At your hands? I actually wrote
crevasse. And then it closed on
later.
Him.
Yeah. And slam. Like, you were there. You watched him fall and got his sword. You didn't see him in his cave on Terra Venture. What is happening with this show right now? So Furio and Leo see each other. And Furio, like, they fight. There's some sword fights. And then Furio throws the sword on the ground and is like, well, I guess fuck this. And starts glowing. And the other rangers show up.
They're outside the cave.
They're outside the cave. And Kendrick says something about, like, the readings. Leo's got to be over here. Or something. I don't know what she said. And then Furio, glowing red, grabs Leo and blows up.
Yep.
And just explodes. And the rangers are outside the cave, and they see this, and they're like, oh, Leo's dead.
Well, they do there's an explosion, and then they do the, like, jump, fall down.
Yeah. Like, flips, yeah. But then, a knight.
It's night. The first shot, it looks like a cowboy.
It does look a little like a cowboy. It's a knight, and he's carrying Leo over his shoulder, and he just walks up, like, walks out, and puts him on the ground, and then looks up, and we cut to the theme song.
Mm-hmm.
So when we come back from the theme song, we're on the Yerk Blade ship, and so my new thing is that I just start typing in Scorp and then hit a couple letters and whatever it autocorrects to, that's what I'm going to call him. So he's acidosis. Acidosis? I don't know where it got the A. I don't know what this word is, but that's what I'm going to call him. That's Scorp is acidosis today. And he's like, hey, you, blue man, Magnet Defender's back. And that's bad news. And the Magnet Defender apparently is the knight. We all know that.
But yes. Like, and the blue guy is like, oh, my arch rival.
Oh, I hate him so much. He's like, yeah, he's super bad news. Bring three monsters and go down. He only brings two.
He only
brings
two.
You're doing the math
okay.
Now. Yep. Unless Trakina counts as the third, which I don't think she does. But she also goes down there.
Yeah.
So she's like outside, like peering in, like, oh, what's good? Magnet Defender, so then we cut to Leo, who's in the ICU. I don't know where. He's in intensive care somewhere.
He's on the megaship, because Alpha's treating him.
Oh, you're right. So, yeah, he's got to be on the megaship. He's having, like, I don't know, trauma dreams, I guess, of the Magnet Defender, and, like, it's, like, overlaying Mike, and he's like, ugh, Mike, ugh. So, like, are we supposed to believe that Mike is the Magnet Defender? Because we definitely saw him die in a crevice.
On another planet.
On another planet in a lost galaxy that we can't get back to.
Stupid.
It's very stupid. Then he, like, shoots out of bed, and he's like, I gotta go. I gotta see if it's Mike. I gotta know for sure. And the only way to know for sure is to go back to that cave?
Yep.
Where you never saw Mike? Where Mike wasn't?
I don't know, man. Don't yell too bad, because then you'll start coughing.
I'll start coughing. I just, like, For like a week, it's a good thing we took like a week and a half off because I could not hit my signature yelling register at all. And I was worried. That's my hashtag brand that this sickness has put on the line. But it's back. I was yelling about wrestling earlier.
I was about to say pro wrestling.
Yeah, it's pro wrestling. I mean, look, they might make Bray Wyatt Sister Abigail, and I don't know what they're doing.
Let's finish this.
Yeah, we'll talk about it later.
You need to tell me about that.
There might be a Sister Abigail, but it might also be Bray Wyatt in a psycho Norman Bates situation. We don't know yet. So anyway, back to Power Rangers. So he gets to the cave, and there's a monster in shadow, like mining that rock. Just like
pickaxing the crap out of it.
Clanging and banging on
it. And grunted. So much grunting.
A lot of grunts. And so Leo's like, hey, what are you doing? And like the shadow looks over and then drops the hammer. It's really good. It's like a good shot, I think.
Yeah.
And then he chases him off and then he goes back. He's like, I got to see what he was mining because like obviously this is about Mike. And he goes back. There's like a notch taken out of it. Like maybe. I didn't see. He's like, oh, there it is. I did not see what he saw at all.
No, it was the same shot of the rock that we got before.
I guess there's something we're supposed to be getting that I just did not.
It just looks like a rock.
Whoa, like a rock. And so he slices it with his sword, which is not a great mining tool, but like well, I guess it's magic.
It's a magic space sword.
Yeah, it's a magic set of five Excaliburs. There's like a little egg. There's like a stone egg in there. And he takes it. He's like, this has got to be important. And we go back to Terra Venture and we're in the labs. And Kendricks and Mike, not Mike, Leo. Kendricks and Leo are there. Mike's dead in a ditch.
Yeah, no, they dropped the hammer on Mike already. Yeah. He's already back.
Well, that was quick. So it's Leo and Kendricks, and Kendricks has some lasers. She's like, I can't even get through this with lasers. It's like magic rocks. I don't know what to tell you. And Leo's like, okay. And he grabs it and starts just like doing a football move with it.
Yeah, like he's just, like, tossing it.
Like how you, like, play by yourself with a football, like, when you just, like, have a football.
And Kendricks is like, hey, stop it. Like, you might drop it and break it.
Yeah, hey, careful with that. The indestructible stone egg. Okay. Then she's like, she puts it in, like, a box with some caution tape, and she's like, I gotta go
to another lab. She just says, I'm taking it to another lab.
Yeah, this is a different lab. This has got better stuff on it, I guess. So she takes it, she leaves, she goes, gets in a smart car.
She doesn't leave before Leo does this dumb, stupid idiot double thumbs up at her.
Does he? I miss that.
She's like, I have to take it to another lab, okay? And he's like, yay.
That sounds kind of charming.
She does giggle and then leave, so it's like cute, but at the same time, it's like, why did you make Leo just a dummy now?
Yeah, I miss when Leo was like a hoodwink and street tough.
He's just like a little edgy. Now he's just stupid.
Now they change that to dumb and lazy and hates jobs.
He's just not cut out for working.
What a piece of garbage. Anyway, so the big fat bug thing. It's the shadow that we saw earlier, but now we see it. Is it a bug or is it a fish?
I think it's a bug. Because it has like pill bug qualities.
I was thinking it was kind
back
of a pill bug, yeah. And it blasts Kendricks, and she gets like shot out of her smart cart, and like it grabs the
she
stone egg.
She had the egg in the box,
yep,
on the seat next to her.
Yeah,
it didn't look hard enough, or I've just forgotten. But I think she had it buckled in.
I didn't see, but I wouldn't put it past Kendricks to buckle it in. So he takes it, and then Magnus Fender shows up and shoots him with a shotgun.
Yep, he just has a full-on gun.
Just like a straight-up shotgun and shoots him a couple times, and the egg rolls back to Kendricks, and she picks it up. And Magnus Fender does, like, he holds his hand out and doesn't say anything. He's like, he, like, motions for it.
And she's just like, no.
She's like, no, thank you. This is mine. Okay. Then the other Rangers show up, and they're morphed. There are no morph sequences. They just show up morphed a lot of the time.
Yeah.
What are you going to do? And they, like, stop Magna Defender. And then, but Kendra's, like, is defending him. She's like, oh, like, what do you want the eggs for? And he's like, just give me the eggs. And, like, I can't place this voice, but I know we have heard it on the show before.
Have we?
I know we have. Or
I'll
it was
take
a,
your word for it.
Or it was a Digimon, because they used a lot of similar, the same voice actors. Then the bug thing shows back up. We don't get a name for this bug guy.
No, he's got a tongue out.
Yeah, tongue bug. It shows back up and has like a spear or something. And like I thought he was going to stab somebody, but he shoots a lightning bolt. I don't know what I expected. And it blows up and the egg rolls back to him and he grabs it and teleports away. And then Damon, who I love, says the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Did anyone see where he went? He teleported, idiot. Damon, you're better than this.
Yep. I do want to point out, it's a little later in the episode, but the only Rangers we see unmorphed are Leo and Kendricks.
Yeah, everybody else is morphed. Maya doesn't
talk. I don't think
she
says a damn word.
I don't think she says a single word. I don't think Kai says a single word.
He does at the very end.
Does he?
Yeah. When they come out of the Zords and like run back over to the okay. Man Defender, he says something like,
hey, no.
Yeah, what are you doing?
And then Damon says this and maybe one other line at the end, but I don't actually know. It's such a weird thing.
It is. It bothers me a lot.
It's so weird. Because like I know that we're like, when we talk about episodes like Mighty Morphin or any Power Rangers, you get like a like X-Ranger episode, right? Like there's like Jason episodes and Trini episodes and like,
yeah,
like everybody gets they're like spotlight episodes. And like most of the time, that's kind of the formula is like the episode revolves around this Ranger and that's kind of what's going on.
But you still see the other ones.
But the other ones are there and are in the show still, like because they're characters that exist in the world and are friends with the one that you're following. And I just don't know why Lost Galaxy hates that so much.
I don't know.
It's just a weird decision in a sea of weird decisions.
Yeah.
I just don't get Lost Galaxy, guys. Anyway, so the Rangers and Magna Defender have like a little scuffle after the guy teleports away because they're like, you cost me so much time, blah, blah, blah. And they're like, what do you want with the egg? When did they reveal that the egg is the Lights of Orion? Like, I know Furio said it, but, like, the Rangers
at some point
didn't know that until
Tongue Bug gets them, and I think the Magna Defender just says, give me back the Lights of Orion.
Okay. So it's around now, and we don't get anything, and there's, like, a little bit of a scuffle. It's mostly like, oh, no, what happens is Leo, like, grabs Magna Defender's shoulder. Magna Defender turns around and punches him in the gut. And Leo just like
gut, if you remember right. From the medical tape earlier.
Yes, he did have a head bandage and a gut bandage, and he like crumples
he does
over.
Just like crumple to the ground,
and he's like no. And Magna Defender's like, yeah, crap's weak. So then we cut to somewhere else on Terra Venture, and I know we've ragged on this a lot, and I'm getting sick of ragging on it, but like. Hey, wouldn't it have made sense to put it on Earth?
Just put it on Earth, because the monsters are now on, just sitting on Terra Venture trying to open the egg.
Like, they're just, like, under a bridge. They're like an overpass. They're hanging out under it.
Why
like,
didn't they bring it back to the blade ship?
I don't know.
And try it there.
Where is it in space? It doesn't make any sense. Because, like, it's so weird that there are just monsters all over Terra Venture now. That's bizarre. So they're trying to break it open. And they put it on this little like thing, and we get some intercut Sentai footage of this red monster with some like bumpy. Okay, this is what it reminded me of, and let me see if this is what
I barely remember what this guy looks like.
Okay, he had these bumpy like shoulder pads that looked like when the Magic School Bus went inside a lung.
Okay.
Like, that's what it reminded me of. So, I don't know what he's supposed to be. Maybe he's a fish of some type. There's no consistency between the monsters, and I don't know. I want to watch Gingaman so bad.
Yeah, because that probably
know what's
makes sense.
Up.
And is not in space.
It's a nature show, so they're on Earth. So, I feel like it would probably be a little better.
But the lungfish has a big hammer.
Yeah.
And he is hammering on the Egg of Orion.
Yeah, he's going to town on it. And he goes too hard at the paint, and it breaks his hammer. And he's like, oh, 3,000 years, nothing's ever broken my hammer before, or whatever. And then the other guy, who we will learn his name, is Treacheron. So, like, obviously a bad guy.
Yeah.
Says Lungfish, Tongue Bug, and Treacheron.
And Trakeen.
Trakeen is also there. Treacheron says something like, oh, it's do better. I don't know. Like, it broke the hammer, so it's very powerful. This egg is super duper powerful. And the lights have to be inside of it. So then the Rangers show up on their Mario Karts, and they drop in. They're like, give us back the egg. And he's like, no. And so they take out the bazooks of Orion, and they start firing them off. And the Lungfish does something really cool. He blocks the blasts with the egg.
Oh, that was Treacheron's plan to open it, was to get the Rangers shoot
okay.
the bazookas of Orion.
Yeah.
And hold the egg out in front of the blast to see if that would open it. That was his plan.
It doesn't, but it reflects it back at the Rangers and blasts them down. And that's pretty bad for them, but it's okay because the Magna Defender shows up. And he is walking all cool, and he's got a cape, and he looks awesome. He just looks so good. I very much like the Magna Defender's look. He's got like a hexagon jewel in the middle of his chest and on his head. It's pretty boss. He's got bull horns. I don't know exactly what happens between him showing up and him fighting some buggies. They send a bunch of buggies at him, and he just, like, murders them. It's pretty great. At one point, Trakina's like, oh, that's a Magna Defender. Oh. And she is into it.
Yeah.
Very obviously. So he fights and kills a lot of buggies. And then Leo's like, he fights just like Mike. That's exactly how Mike used to fight 10 buggies with a sword. Did he see that happen?
Also turns into a shotgun because he jumps into the air and shoots them.
Yeah, he whips it into shotgun mode.
With his fantasy sawed-off shotgun.
So, I am a big opponent of the Final Fantasy Gunblades. I think they are the second stupidest thing in Final Fantasy, the first being Chocobos. But the Gunblades are maybe the dumbest idea for a weapon ever. This is the opposite of that. This is the bossest thing I think I've seen in a long time. I love the Power Axe from Season 1 because it also has a shotgun mode. And so does the Magna Defender. So maybe I'm seeing a thread there. I like a bladed weapon that turns into a big gun, I guess.
Yeah, it like transforms. Like you have to move parts of it around and turn it into a gun.
I think he puts it back into the scabbard and then
flips the hilt around or something.
Something like that. It looks awesome. So he shoots him open, and then Hammer Guy's like, well, fine, now we're gonna fight, and he just wrecks Hammer Guy, and in his, like, flurry of sword attacks, he cuts the egg open, and it falls to the ground, so he's very strong.
Yes.
But also, the egg is empty.
There's nothing in the egg except for rock!
It's just some rocks. It's a little hollow, so, like, maybe something was in here, but, like, the lights of Orion are nothing. They are literally nothing at this point. I don't know what their plan is. I don't think they know what their plan is.
And all we know is that they want them, cuz.
They want them, cuz. And they're sure they're in something.
On Terra Venture.
Why?
For sure on Terra Venture.
How does that make any sense?
Nowhere else in the universe they could be except on this man-made space station.
They built it on Earth! It doesn't make any sense! And also, we've never seen them, so they don't exist. Like, they just don't exist. So then, he cuts Lungfish a bunch of more times, and then, blowing up behind him, faced away shot. He's got like this real wide stance.
He does. He's squatting for
He looks like he's doing a little poop squat. And Lungfish blows up, and then Treacheron steps up, and he's a little bit in love with Magna Defender.
It seems that way.
Like, he sounds like he's a little bit in love with Magna Defender. And I don't know if I'm just reading into this because there's this music video that I've watched like 5 times in the last couple days. It's called Genghis Khan. It's by, I don't know how to pronounce it, Mika Snow. It's M-I-I-K-E, Mike Snow. And, and it's just a super awesome song, but the music video is like, what if a Bond villain fell in love with Bond? And it's really awesome. And so I think maybe that's just the color of my opinion, because I just have had that song stuck in my head for 2 days.
No, there's definitely undertones, because even when he's fighting the buggies and Treacheron is talking to Trakeena, He says to her, he's like, he's a very good fighter.
He's so good at fighting.
He's such a good fighter. Look, do you know that I defeated him? He's such a good fighter.
I beat him. He's so good. So then we get a flashback to 3,000 years ago when the Magna Defender released the lights of Orion. From what to where? Who knows?
They were in a box and he opened it and they flew away.
They flew away.
So we have seen them now.
I guess now we have seen them. I already forgot about them.
Well, we've seen them 3,000 years ago.
Yeah. So maybe they exist, or...
And that was not on Terra Venture, because it didn't exist yet.
For sure not. Was it on Earth? Was it on another planet? Who knows? So then, there's like a... That's Sentai footage, and then we cut to American footage, but still black and white, of Treacheron and Magna Defender fighting. Magna Defender is weakened from letting the lights loose.
He just says... He's like, took advantage of me in my weakened state. Yeah,
and he cuts him, and he falls into a crevasse, just like Mike. And then he dies. But I guess he didn't die.
But he was stuck in there.
Yeah, he was stuck there for 3,000 years.
Yeah, he's like, I was down there until I found a way to get out.
Yeah, climb
so
up.
Was that on... Look, we're going to start speculating now.
Okay.
Was that on Mirinoi then?
And then when they opened it, that's when he got out, but that's when Mike fell in. There's sort of like a blood in, blood out situation.
Like an alchemy, give what you get kind of thing.
Because we didn't see the crevasse that Magna Defender in close. He just fell into a ravine.
Yeah.
But also later, we'll see that he can jump very high. So maybe Samurai Jack style, he just practiced jumping with some heavy rocks on him. And then he took all the rocks off. He could jump good.
Or you could jump like a million feet.
He jumps so good. You can fly? No. Jump good. Samurai Jack rules school, if anyone's wondering. I haven't seen any of the new stuff, and I gotta fix that. So then they fight, they being Treacheron and Magna Defender, and the Rangers are like, hey, let us help. And Magna Defender's like, no, get away from my boyfriend that I'm fighting right now. Get away from him. And so then they go back to fighting. And Ugly Bug, Tongue Bug, comes up to Trakina and is like, what am I gonna... Put me in, coach. Let me play. And she's like, yeah, kill him. And he's like, cool. And so he drinks a Groshen, and he grows, and they summon up their Zords. And then we get a little Indivigi fight.
Yeah, they all do a shot at him.
Yeah, the lion has some flamethrower shoulder pads, and...
The gorilla has, like...
Ice pecs? He can shoot ice from his pecs. Big pecs, big checks.
That gorilla Zord is never going to be okay
with me. I love the gorilla Zord so much. It looks so dumb. But so amazing.
He's just out there trying his hardest.
He's just doing everything he can.
Shooting ice lasers out of his pectoral muscles.
Then I think the condor just like does like a flyby and like gets him. I don't remember.
Yeah, and then the...
Wolf and the Wildcat.
Oh, Maya does say one thing. She says Wolf Galactivis.
Right, yeah. I don't think that counts because that's like pre-recorded, you know?
Yes.
But yeah, she does at least get one line. She is technically in the episode other than visually. And so she... And Kendricks do like a jump bite attack. I don't know. They didn't do a lot. Also, I think I said this before. I'm coming down on the side of pro Wildcat. You can at me, nerds. But I think the Wildcat looks fine.
I don't like any of the Zord designs, really.
I like the wolf, and I like the lion, and I like the Wildcat, and I like the gorilla, but not for the reasons they want me to like the gorilla. And the condor I like, but it ain't a condor.
No, it's a dragon.
It's a dragon. It's a beak dragon. I don't know. I think the designs are fine. I like them much better as big old King's Kong.
Yeah, instead of robots, when they shed their skin and become robots.
Well, it like comes over them.
Does it? I thought it was the other way.
No, because in the... at least at the end credits, there's like the shot of it. Or no, it's in the opening credits, I think. It's a shot of it, and like it starts at the nose, and it's like back.
Okay, maybe I just saw that as the flesh falling off as opposed to the metal going over it. That's probably on me.
I think that might be on you. I can see how you see that. So then eventually they get the Megazords. During this whole time, Magna Defender and Treacheron are still fighting. Treacheron... Or they knock each other's weapons away.
Well, the Magna Defender knocks Treacheron's sword away and then throws his down.
Right.
And says, we don't need weapons to finish this.
Yeah, we'll fight this hand to hand, like men, like gentlemen, fisticuffs style. And so then they're like, yeah, let's do it. Then they fight. We cut back to the Megazord, who does two slashes. We cut back to them fighting. We cut back to the Megazord killing Tongue Bug. So, We didn't get a lot, but...
And Leo calls the missile alone in his own chamber.
Yeah. What's up?
I don't know. It's very weird.
Hey.
Because he was in that same chamber when he said, let's put the Megazord together.
Yeah. Did they not combine? Is it racist in there? Like what's going on?
I don't know.
Why can't they show them all together? I just don't get it.
I don't know.
I don't like it. I don't think it ever happens again, and it might. I don't know. I'm not super well-versed on Power Rangers post now. But, like, I know there's, like, a standing room, and they're all at, like, little podiums in Time Force, and, like, there are these little weird podiums here, and, like, last season they were all in a cockpit, and they were before. I feel like we never see them in, like, a proper cockpit ever again, and that's very sad.
That's very sad. I don't like that.
That is a bummer. So, Megazord kills the tongue bug, and then we come back to Treacheron, who like picks his sword up, and Magneto is like, you treacherous jerk.
And Treacheron loves that. He's like, yes, thank you.
He's like, yes, I am. My name is Treacheron, after all.
He walks over to the Magneto Defender's sword, which is stuck in the ground, and he says, this won't save you, but if you feel better, here, take it. And he throws it to him.
You can die with your sword in your hand.
Yeah.
Which is really cool.
It is very cool.
A
thousand times better bad guy than Furio Treacheron is.
After 15 minutes, like, he's already 10 times better than Furio ever was. I'm glad Furio blew himself up. Yeah. Also, I think someone told us on Twitter or maybe in the Discord that Furio is
a Mega Ranger.
Yeah, he's like the Mega Ranger final boss.
Oh, okay.
Which is why he kind of looks like bad Ecliptor.
Right.
Like a weird, like organic
monster
Ecliptor a little bit. I forget what his name is. It's like Heinolar. I think that's the main bad guy. I think it's his like final form, I guess. So that's pretty cool. Glad he blew up, though, and I hope we never see him again because Furio sucks. The Rangers show up, and this is what I noticed. They run this very specific way. They run while dabbing.
Yeah, or like... Leo will run with his hands up like claws.
Whenever they're running in formation, there's one arm all the way out and one arm ahead of them a little bit.
I don't know why they do that.
And they just run.
They do the whole time.
They gotta hit that dab. They just gotta hit the dab, you know? And they did it like six times in this episode. It's goofy every time. Magneto Defender doesn't want to hang out. Treacheron dips like immediately as soon as the other Rangers show up. And I guess Magneto Defender's like, ugh, I was doing it, guys. I was busy. So he doesn't want to hang, and Kendra's like gets all up on him. She's like, what do you want the lights for? Just tell us. He's like literally hanging off of him. He's like, no, and steps away, and then jumps up onto a mountaintop.
He shoves her away aggressively. Yeah. Okay.
And he jumps up onto a mountaintop, and he'll look at him like, oh, man, Defender's on the mountaintop. Leo says,
that's Mike.
No, he says,
he just yells, that's Mike.
No, he says, I don't think that's Mike.
That's just how Mike used to jump up mountaintops.
That's exactly what he's like, I guess he's not Mike though, because Mike wouldn't have been a jerk.
Well, they said Mike 1,000 times this episode.
Mike was still kind of a jerk too, so not out of character, but yeah. And then we just end on Magneto Defender doing this like, alas, poor Yorick pose.
Why is he lamenting to Oryk?
I don't know. Alas, poor Oryk. you sucked. You were a bad Zord.
What a dumb thing you were.
That's the end of the episode.
Yep.
So, Josh.
I started.
Oh, crap. You started. Okay, so I'm going to say the best is the Magneto Defender's look.
I think my best for this episode was the fight between Treacheron and the Magneto Defender, because I love... honor-based fighting.
Yeah.
And they were both about that, even though Treacheron is, like, a real bad dude.
Yeah, that's what made Clippy so good.
Yeah.
The worst is... the Lights of Orion.
The worst is... Leo being a dumb idiot.
I just resigned to that.
This cave is the last place I saw Mike. It was really him before it wasn't him.
Leo, you stupid.
That's my worst.
I'm still going to say it's the Lights of Orion for me. And the MVP is Treacheron.
Yeah, for sure.
Because what a cool bad guy.
Yeah.
I really like him.
What like a perfect replacement for the garbage that was Furio.
Yeah, oh, thank God that's out of here. I did like Furio's last moment of like, I'm so mad I'm going to blow myself up with you in it. I'm gonna try to take you out with me.
I hate you so much that I'm going to kill both of us.
Yeah. and then it didn't work.
And it didn't.
Because he sucks. Because Furio sucks.
All he did was unmorph him.
Yeah. Idiot. Way to go, Furio. Don't let the door hit you in the ass on the way out. And that's it. Any final thoughts?
No.
So at the present recording time is 43 minutes, just about 44 minutes. I know it's going to be way shorter than that. Sorry about the short episode. We're sick still. We're still getting over it. Hopefully by the next time we record, we will be well and not coughing every minute and a half. Like, maybe Josh will be able to laugh a little bit without going into a coughing fit.
I am on prescription medication for it now, so hopefully by the next time we record, I will just be all better.
That'd be real cool. I'm hoping I just get over it. Seems to be getting better, but then by the time night rolls around, it's just like, nah, buddy, we hate you. We're your lungs, and we hate you. So thanks for sticking with us. We will see you on Monday for the sunflower search.
I didn't even look. I don't
sunflower
know.
Something? Yeah. It's a sunflower something. I don't remember what the rest of it was. But until then,
may the power protect you. Trying to not just cough every time I laugh. That just seems to be how it is.
Yeah, it's...
I'll just stop being funny.
Yeah, this is going to be a boring episode now, guys.